This is Larry Glover Live, your chance to talk about the Cats with the Commonwealth. Lines are open. In Lexington, dial 253-5959. Toll-free statewide, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, you can also reach Larry via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com.
All right, welcome to our program, Friday night edition of our show. Thank you very much, and 253-5959 star. I don't know what happened. I just glanced up at my notes. So we've got Stevie right there, as a transplant Kentuckian and now living in North Carolina. I'd like to hear what you think of NCAA pulling out of their championship games. All right, we may get into that a little bit too. It's football night, so we may move that to Monday night if you don't mind. We might get into it. Who knows? We may get into it. It never can tell. We'll take your calls, and if call brings it up, we'll get into it. But for the most part, we're going to visit and talk about football here on, I guess, what, the football night, football game day eve, I guess, as we look at it. And also got Greg tuning in as well to our Facebook page, facebook.com/LarryGloverLive590. And Stephen, we will get to that issue. It may be maybe Monday when we get to it, though. 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. Tonight's program brought to you by our just the terrific people over at John King Ford, who are conducting their final certified pre-owned sales event of the year. Now through October 3rd, take advantage of 1.9% APR for 66 months on the Focus, Fusion, Escape, and the F-150, and 2.9% on all other certified pre-owned vehicles. If a new Ford is what you're looking for, come to John King Ford and check out the huge selection of 2016 and 17 vehicles. New is Ford. The brand more people buy again and again. Shop Jack King Ford online at kingford.com or stop by the showroom. It's the season to drive, and your drive is only 5 minutes from Jack King Ford from New Circle Road. Folks here in studio asked me. I'll go ahead and address the North Carolina thing now, but real quick. I am all for treating people with decency and respect. I don't think that respect is given. I think it's earned. It doesn't matter what skin color you are, what your orientation is. I treat people based on my personal relationship and experience with them. And if they're good, kind people, I'll treat them kindly. I'll treat them respectfully. If they're arrogant jerks, then I may not treat them so respectfully. That's just my approach. I know it's a little old-fashioned, but I believe that men who are genetically men should be using men restrooms. I know that's probably not a popular opinion. I just feel that way. I don't have any harbor any ill will towards people that find themselves or feel that they're transgendered. I just believe that men with male genitalia and male DNA should be using a men's restroom, and the same for women. It may be a little old-fashioned, but I don't particularly care if women use men's restrooms, but I don't really like it when men use women's restrooms. That may, again, it may be old-fashioned, but that's just kind of my take. As far as the NCAA pulling out of the games on North Carolina, I mean, they're a private entity. They can do what they want to do. If they don't want to be associated with the state of North Carolina, that's their business, and they can certainly pull out if they want to. I've said time and time again in this program that I believe the people have the right to make their own decisions and run their business as they see fit. If the NCAA feels like that they don't want to be associated or do business in the state of North Carolina based on this particular law, they're certainly well within their rights to do it. I'm not going to lecture them and tell them that they should do it or they shouldn't do it. It's their call. It may affect them negatively. They may benefit from it. Ultimately, they have to live and die with the decisions that they make, and that's how I look at it. And North Carolina, the same thing. You know, they have to do what they think is best, and if Governor McCrory wants to do this and the legislature supports that, and they're undeterred by what the NCAA does, and they want to maintain the law as it is, that's their business. And if he loses his election here in a couple of months and a new governor comes in place and they replace it, that's certainly their call. As I said before, I believe if you are genetically a man, you should use a men's restroom. If you're genetically a female, you should use the female restroom. Although I don't particularly have any objections to a woman slipping in with her husband in a long line to the stage, slipping in and using the men's restroom. I don't really have any objections to that. But as a man who has sisters, sister-in-laws, wife and a daughter, I would prefer men stay out of the women's restroom. That's my take. I know I get it. I know it's old-fashioned, and people probably think it's a backward way of looking at it, but that's just how I feel about it. But if the NCAA wants to pull out, it's certainly their call. It's their decision, and they will they will either benefit or not benefit from their decision, but that's on them. All right, 253-595-9 *590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. Talking some football, we'll take your predictions on Kentucky and New Mexico State, the winning team and score. With the winning team, naming the winning team, I think Kentucky will win 41-38 or whatever it might be. And if you're the closest, you'll want to get a certificate from our friends at Sutton's Restaurant, which I think is the best restaurant in town. Such a diverse menu, and it's all good, all made fresh from scratch, right there on site at Sutton's. It's all terrific. And I can't recommend a better place to grab a bite to eat on the way to the game. If you don't have tickets to the game and have no intention of paying to see the mess, then go to Sutton's and watch it on television, have a great meal, and walk away with a whole lot less money. There's no question about that. It's Sutton's Restaurant, located at the corner of Richmond Road in Man O' War. And I should remind you, too, by the way, you can go online and order it and have it delivered. You can go online and order it and pick it up. You can actually go online and order it and have it delivered to the Orange Lot at Commonwealth, if that's where you're tailgating, if you run out of food. They can do that, too. Check them out online at suttonsrestaurant.com or just go by and see them in the restaurant on the corner of Richmond Road and Man O' War. 253-595-9 *590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also, coming up on the program tonight, we'll have Kenny Walker join us here in about 20 minutes. We've got Chris Fisher at the top of the hour at 7:05 to analyze this matchup between the Cats and New Mexico State. And at 7:35, we'll have our celebrity picker as part of our celebrity death match prediction contest between our celebrity and our caller, and whoever's closest wins. By the way, the callers have not won each of the first 2 weeks. That means that we have a jackpot that continues to grow. And our caller tonight will have a chance to win a $75 gift certificate from our friends at All Sports. Fantastic place for Kentucky gear. You can't beat it. Call. We'll be doing that at 7:35. Get a prediction, and we'll talk a little football. Then we'll go open the phone lines, get a quick prediction from a caller, and they'll have a chance to win. Last week we had Congressman Andy Barr. He picked Kentucky to win, and all our caller had to do was pick Florida. Anything. He could have picked Florida 100-1, and he would have won. And he rolled the dice and went with Kentucky anyway. He said, after all, it's not like I got money on the line. But in actuality, he did have money on the line. He had $50 to spend All Sports on the line, and he still chose to go with Kentucky. He did not do the strategy pick. So tonight, it'll be New Mexico State and Kentucky on the line. We'll have a celebrity picker come up at the bottom of the second hour. We'll take a call, and someone will be able to make a prediction as well. Plus, they also, by the way, win the Sutton's gift certificate. So you could really be rolling in the stash if you do very, very well. So that's what's coming on tonight. Sutton's prediction contest, everyone can participate, and we'll take calls in the second hour, in the second half of the second hour with our celebrity, and you have a chance to win a $75 gift certificate from our friends at All Sports. 253-595-9 *590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, we'll make our college football picks coming up at 7:20. We'll pick the pick among the top five games of the day tomorrow, and we'll do it against the spread, including Louisville and Florida State and Alabama at Ole Miss. We'll do that coming up in the first part of the second hour. About 7:20, I think, is when we're going to do that. All right, we will take a break. We will come back. Let's see. Don't worry, Zach. We got Zach's filling in for Zach. We have a Zach filling in for Zach. Zach, I'll fill you in off the air as to what callers and when to call people, so don't stress it. We'll do that coming up here after the break. We got Kenny come up at 6:35. Just focus on that one for the time being. I'll get you the callers as we come up on them. 253-595-9 *590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Tonight's news, rants, and ramblings brought to you by our really good friends over at L81 Kentucky Soft Drink. It is fantastic. It's made locally, and it's all good, all Kentucky, and it's L81. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to the phones. We've got Anthony, got Lou, got Buddy Holding. We'll knock them out, 1, 2, and 3, after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
You'll know you're supposed to not just put on, but rather sport your clothes. It's the hookup, look up all around you and see all S, all P, all O, R, T, S.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
step your game up. Now what's the name?
All Sports. If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court, at All Sports. Pick it up at All Sports.
All Sports in Fayette Mall next to Macy's.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
A Shriners Hospital for Children.
Love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Are you looking to make your home more energy efficient for the winter? Champion Windows wants to help. Hey, it's Monkey Boy. Join me at Champion Windows Saturday from 11 till 1. You don't want to miss out on these deals. 35% off windows, 25% off siding and roofs, and low interest financing for 60 months. Z-Rock at Champion Windows for the grand opening of the new location right off Richmond Road at 163 Old Todd's Road, Suite 125. Every home needs a champion. We'll see you there.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, but I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands,
dirty hands. I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit ForThePeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices, Lexington.
In Sakcho, South Korea, it's this little tiny town. Tour buses from Seoul are actually filling up with these Pokemon Go fans headed right over there. And upon hearing the news, Kim Jong-un in North Korea proclaimed he is the world's best Pokemon player. He claims to have captured 1 million Pokemon and a couple of Poke women, too. That's right.
Kim Commando, Sunday at 5 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Now back to the calls on Larry Glover Live on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, welcome back to the program. E&J asked, Larry, where do you stand on interracial marriage? Should interracial marriage be illegal? Same antiquated argument. I don't think it's the same argument, and of course not. Interracial marriage should not be illegal. It's ridiculous. I don't think it's the same argument. I just don't. I mean, this is a sports show. I'm not going to get into the politics of. I was asked a question about it. I answered the question. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. It's certainly you're right. It's a free country, and I admitted that my position on the restrooms that men and women should use is more traditional. I admit that, and the implication is that bigotry is behind it, and I find that greatly offensive. I think you can disagree and not agree on a particular issue without it automatically being animus behind it. There's no bigotry related to it. I have certainly no objections. You know, I'm not denying the right for someone who feels transgendered, denying the right to use a restroom. I just would prefer them use the one that's genetically designated to use, I suppose. I mean, again, you're free to disagree with me, okay? But I categorically reject this notion that its animus is behind it. It's preposterous. It's unfair. All right, let's go to the phone calls, and let's see here. We've got, who do we have first up? We got Anthony first. Anthony, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Larry, how you doing? There's something that is taking this bathroom rule in the state of North Carolina to get Duke or North Carolina out of first and second round games within their own state.
Believe me, that is not missed on a lot of Kentucky fans, a lot of Louisville fans, seeing North Carolina Duke not get that home court advantage year after year. But I suspect here's what's going to happen, though, Anthony. Governor McCrory will probably lose. That law's going to get overturned. I mean, there's too much external pressure being placed on North Carolina. It'll get overturned. There's no question about that. And when it does, the NCAA will reinstate it. So
yeah, it's going to be tough to overrule over the real governor, Coach Krzyzewski.
Yeah. Well, you know, both he and Roy Williams have both come out against that law, you know. And I will fully admit that I have not read all the elements and aspects of that specific law, but just on the general topic of which restroom to use, that's what I was really addressing. But
right,
you know, there may be something within that specific law that is discriminatory, but I'm not going to comment on the law specifically because I don't know exactly what that specific law says.
I agree with you, Larry. They're making it too confusing, I think, really, up on this rule and everything else, too. But what I want to get to, I guess, is the prediction and everything else. I know
heard
Monday that I won the prediction and everything else.
You did, Anthony, if I could. I know you won last year, but that's a long time ago. I'm not sure I got your address. So when we're done here, I'll put you on hold, and Zach will get your address, and I'll get that in the mail to you on Monday.
Oh, okay, great. This is my prediction for this week. New Mexico State, of course, their star running back is hurt and so forth. He had a hernia operation.
Right.
So with their star running back being out of the lineup, let me go with Kentucky 27, New Mexico State 14.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully we can pick up our offense a little bit. Let's gain some momentum. You know, Kentucky can go 6-4 the rest of the way. So... hey, you know, it's still a possibility. You know, it's just two games within the season, so we still got 10 games to play. So it can be a possibility for improvement if that is possible for the UK Wildcats, you know. But, you know,
well, that's the optimist perspective, Anthony,
he turned it around.
Yeah, that's the optimist perspective, is there's still 10 games to go, and there's still 6 winnable games out there. The problem with that logic, though, with all due respect, is that the kind of team that can go out and win all 6 winnable games are not the kind of teams that are scrapping to win just 6 games. Those are the teams that win 9-10 games. They go out there and take business against teams they should be beating. As good as Kentucky would have to play to win all 6 of those games, I have to believe they would have a hiccup somewhere along the way and drop one or two of those. Right now, I think that their ceiling is 5. I think their most likely win total is probably somewhere around 3 or 4 now.
Yeah, you know, Larry, my prediction for the UK team was 5-7, even before this Southern Miss game. So, wow, you know, it's going to be.
Mine was 6-6. I think you're going to come closer than me.
Say it again, Larry.
I mean, mine was 6-6, so I think you're going to come closer than me. Anthony, I got to go. I'm really getting back. I got a lot of folks to get to tonight. So
all right, Larry. Okay, talk to you next week.
Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Lou next up. Lou, no doubt, just geeked about the big game day matchup tomorrow between Kentucky and Florida State. Lou, and I don't know if you saw that, but on Twitter, I said that I thought Louisville would win the game.
Well, I kind of feel like they will, but you never know. I mean, it's kind of probably anybody's game. Florida State may be a little bit better, but you got them at home, so maybe that equalizes it out. I don't know. I want to say one thing about that restroom law. Larry, it's really not about transgender people, that law. It's about keeping perverted men out of women's restrooms. It's really a law to protect women and girls. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to see that. That's what it's about. I mean,
I'll say this, Lou. I know the arguments are made on both sides about that particular issue. You know, and I guess I don't feel as strongly about my position on the bathroom law. I feel vehemently against the Obama administration forcing schools to allow transgender boys to use the girls' shower in high school. I mean, I think that's way out of bounds. I don't care what people think about it. Have bathrooms that are unisex where anybody can use. That's fine, okay? I mean, I can tell, as a man, if you have to go to the restroom, it's a very private moment. I'd prefer, from a privacy standpoint, not to use a restroom not to be sitting in a toilet, not to be too graphic, but I don't want to use a restroom next to a female. I just don't want to. I mean, I think sometimes it's just, it's just about preference and comfort. And that doesn't mean that I'm anti-woman because I don't want to use a restroom with a woman. It doesn't mean I'm discrimination against women or that I don't like women. I just prefer not to use a restroom with them.
Right. Well, I won't be going to Target because if I saw a man follow my wife into the women's toilet, there'd be a fight probably. So,
yeah.
That's just
well, it's
going to
happen.
Larry.
I mean, again, I think. See, I think a simple solution would be, although I don't think advocates of this particular movement would agree with this, but have a men's restroom, a women's restroom, and a unisex restroom that people, transgender people, can use. But I'm afraid, and I think there's evidence to support that, that that would not be good enough. It's about acceptance. I mean, it isn't so much about having a place to go that they feel comfortable. It's also about acceptance, too. They want Americans to accept it as being normal. I mean, I think that's sort of the purpose of it. You know, I don't think just having accommodations is enough. But that's, you know, yeah. As I said before, hey, I don't really care if a, I mean, or really, I don't really care if a woman uses a men's restroom, although I would prefer it not happen if I'm in there. But, you know, if it happens, I'm not going to get bent out of shape about it. But I would rather men stay out of the women's restroom. It's just my personal preference. It's old-fashioned. I admit it, it's old-fashioned. And people, you know, and there's some people probably don't like that. But that's how I feel. Sorry.
Let's talk some football.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people are saying Kentucky's got to win by a lot of points, you know, tomorrow. I disagree with that. I don't care. A win's a win and a loss is a loss. I think if Kentucky can just win the football game, that, you know, they can get some momentum going. I mean, winning cures a lot of ill. I mean, if they win 21-20, I think, you know, that's good enough. Because when the season's over, it doesn't matter what the scores are. It's how many you win,
well,
how many you lose.
I would, Lou, I would respectfully disagree.
Momentum
I would respectfully
is huge
disagree.
Going
it's
into the
it's
next
not
week.
The same thing. I disagree,
I'll
Lou. It's not
what,
the same thing. It isn't just about a win, Lou. It's not just about a win. It really isn't.
Well,
Kentucky not only needs to win.
Hold on.
It's not just about a win. Kentucky needs to show improvement and look like a team that can compete in the SEC tomorrow. And winning 21-20 flat out won't get it done. Winning 21-20 would be a discouraging win if there ever is one. Because if you have to eke out a win over New Mexico State at home, then there's no way you're going to win an SEC game.
Well, you know, last year they eked out a couple wins over some teams that they should have beaten handily, and they still almost won six games. So I think it's all about the win and all about the loss. I'm going to get off here, Larry. I'm headed over to Tate's Creek High School tonight to watch some good high school football. And if anybody wants to come out and join me, we'll have a good time. Have a good night,
all right,
Larry.
Lou, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Kenny Walker next here on Larry Glover Live.
To the common, we don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
Hi, this is Larry, and I want to tell you about some great deals going on right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center. You can get 20% off hydrangeas, azaleas, container trees, and roses, and you still get the Redmond's warranty. Plus 20% off hanging baskets, combo, and decorative pots, too. Redmond's also has fresh plant material arriving weekly and a great selection of trees and shrubs. You can't beat Redmond's on quality and selection. There's a reason why people drive from all around the region to shop at Redmond's. It's because they're the best garden center around, period. Seeing is believing, so stop by Redmond's Garden Center at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road or go to their website online at redmondsgarden.com. Folks, be prepared to be impressed. Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
The forecast is brought to you by the Grand Reserve. The Grand Reserve and Barrel House Event Centers, your one-stop event shops.
Getting closer to our active weather pattern, scattered showers and thunderstorms on approach. We'll even see a few overnight tonight, but mostly in the west. Low 80s by the time we get into Saturday morning. Then we're back to the mid-80s by the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. And the best activity will be in the afternoon after the heating gets going. Overnight into Sunday, mid-60s. We'll be in the low 80s by the afternoon.
Right now in the Lexington area, skies are fair at 91 degrees.
The Spartan Basketball Classic is coming September 17th and 18th at the B. Michael Carle Middle School campus in Richmond. Open to boys and girls 2nd through 8th grade. Register your team today at infosports.com. Join the Spartan Classic today.
Apparently, this entire region of Italy, by the force of the earthquake that happened, sank by about 8 inches. So that's how powerful that earthquake was.
The latest news when you want it at News Talk 590 WVLK.
This is Sports Central 590 WVLK. Now back to Larry Glover Live.
All right, welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live, 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T. It's a little quick, Zach. Are we sure we're back? Are we sure we're back? All right, let me know when we have Kenny Walker. Let's go to Buddy next up. Buddy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I enjoy your show.
Thanks, buddy. What's going on?
27-27 for the game.
A tie game?
Larry, they got,
you think it's going to be a tie?
They got Matt Elam. He was projected a five-star recruit. Big 6'7",
yep.
Well over 300 pounds. I don't know if the guy's made a tackle by himself this year. The first thing that should have happened, this is kind of a reflection on the coaching, that guy should say, hey, look, you're not going to step on this football field until you can run a halfway decent 40-yard dash. We all know the SEC is nothing but speed.
Yeah.
If he can't lose any weight, he should be told to drive that center right back in that quarterback's lap or take two or three guys with him. Now, he can't do that every play, but that's a reflection on the coaching. Here they've got a guy who was projected – Alabama, you know, and look at that guy. They can't even tell him to lose some weight to where he can run from hash mark to hash mark, more or less.
Well, he's you know, buddy, he has lost some weight. He probably needs to lose more and get more athletic. There's no question about that. But he reportedly has lost a weight. I think he does look slimmer than he did last year. But, you know, I mean, I think his position is not necessarily judged by how many solo tackles and sacks he gets. He just needs to gum up the middle. But I'm not sure he's even doing that. He's just kind of standing straight up and being pushed back a little bit. Buddy, before I forget, though, what was your prediction again?
27-27.
It can't be a tie game.
27-26.
Kentucky?
Kentucky.
All right, I got you down. All right. Buddy, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Kenny Scott Walker joining us on the show. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Larry. How are you doing?
Doing fine. What do you make of the Kentucky football mess?
Well, I'm just like everybody else, Larry. Obviously, I'm a fan of all Kentucky sports teams, and, you know, I want to see them win, and I'm frustrated like everybody else. You know, definitely the first game after playing so well for a couple of quarters, you're very optimistic. And to see them play so poorly after that, I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, I played on some bad teams and I played on good teams. And the one thing that I always look for is the effort and the enthusiasm. Whether you're winning or losing, if you really like your coach, you're going to go out and lay it on the line. I'm just a little concerned, you know, because I know the guys are down on themselves right now. They had a tough game last week and probably still in shock after that first game. But coaches, players, and everybody, they got to shake it off. It's very tough right now to read some of the stuff that you see in the paper or on social media. You can tell that the coaches are frustrated, know that the players are frustrated. But the only way that you can get out of it, Larry, is if you can come up with a big win. Nothing cures those feelings better than a big win. So I'm hopeful tomorrow that we have a good crowd. I hope the guys can get a win, because if they get a win, they can get back on track. But if they don't play well tomorrow, and obviously if they have another loss, it's going to be a very tough hole to dig out of. So it's almost a must-win situation tomorrow.
Kenny, they might win, but do they need to win impressively? Do they need to win big? I mean, we had Lou on just a minute ago saying that he thinks 21-20 would be fun. I don't think 21-20 is going to get it done. I think they need to go out and win 54-15 or something like that, and I'm not sure they're going to do that. But I think they need to win big and prove that they, as an SEC team, they can pound one of the little guys. I think a narrow victory is not going to convince anybody that they're going to be competitive in the SEC this year.
Yeah, certainly a big win would definitely do wonders, not only for the fans' confidence, but definitely for the players and coaches. So if you can go out and get that big win, Larry, absolutely. That's what you would want. That would make everybody happy. But if you can't get that big win, just get a win. So I'm okay with winning ugly. It's not going to stop everybody, from maybe panicking if you have a close win. But needless to say, a win is a win. The key goal has always been to try to get to that magic number of 6 wins. And even though we're 0-2 right now, if you get a win this weekend, now you're looking at 5 more. We got 3 SEC teams that we can potentially beat at home if we can just get our confidence, going and win a ball game. So I would love to see a big win, but I would be happy just for any win at this point. But I know if we win by a small amount of points, a lot of people are not going to be happy. But I'll take that at this time.
This may seem like kind of an odd question, King, because, you're a guy who played basketball and had lots of success. Obviously, second all-time league scorer, All-American 2 times. A first-round draft pick. But, for a program of kids that are struggling, have you ever found yourself in a position where you've lost your confidence and, after a particularly bad game and you thought, did you ever question whether you could play at that level? Have you ever been through that? Because I just feel like that when kids who are winners that are tough, they don't lose their confidence quickly. It takes a lot for them to doubt themselves. And, you see Kentucky, almost beat Florida 2 years ago, almost beat them last year. And hearing Coach Stoops say that after the first hit, they stopped believing they could win. It's just shocking to me because a mentally tough kid doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Larry. I definitely felt that way when I played in high school and college because, fortunately for me, the majority of the time, I played on winning teams. Even my bad year at UK, which was Coach Joe Hall's last year, we were 16-12. Not a particularly good season, but we got in the NCAA tournament and made it to the Sweet 16. So we had a good run. But I did in my first 2 years in New York, Larry, which was very difficult for me. And then I had a couple of tough years when I played for the Washington Bullets. In the NBA, you're playing 82 games, and when you're only winning 20, 22, 24 games like I did in my first couple of years in New York and my years with Washington, you do lose confidence a little bit. You do see guys, give up and not put out as much because losing just kills your confidence. It kills your morale. It kills your enthusiasm. It just takes all of the air out of you. And I think it's a little bit more difficult, at the pro level because you play so many games. But with that being said, I think even when my teams weren't playing well, Larry, you hated to go to practice. Everybody was talking about you on the radio and in the newspaper. And the coaches knew that too. So the coaches are, coaching attitude and effort as well as trying to come up with a game plan. And it's very difficult to get kids to buy in when you're not winning. That's the hardest thing for a coach to do. In order to get the guys to buy in, you need to see some type of success. Fortunately for me, I never really had to deal with what these guys are going through. It's got to be very difficult because everywhere I go, I hear about it and people are talking to me about it. And I'm a basketball player. And I can only imagine, if you're a football player or coach on that team, to walk around on campus, to go around town to the mall or the car wash and have people constantly asking you what's going on, what you're going to do about it. It's got to be distracting, but you got to keep your head, got to keep your attitude the best you possibly can. Most important thing, you got to believe and trust in the work that you're putting in practice. Coach Stoops is saying that these guys are practicing really good. He was excited, almost bragging about the defense, you know, before the season starts. So evidently he sees something there in practice that they're doing well. But they got to carry that over to the game. And that's very difficult to do sometimes when you talk about a bunch of young players.
Kenny, can a rookie be a leader? I know Jordan Jones after the Florida game kind of called out some of his teammates for quitting. That kind of thing, I think, can either be divisive or I think it can be inspiring. How would upperclassmen feel about a rookie after a game kind of call out his upperclassmen teammates for kind of laying down and quitting and stop believing? How would something like that go over in the locker room?
I'll be honest with you, probably with some of the older guys, it probably wouldn't go over too well. But if you got the right veterans and good leaders on the team, it shouldn't be up to a freshman to speak up. I mean, so I'm almost embarrassed, you know, for some of the older guys that they didn't take that more of a leadership role. But with that being said, Larry, you know, I look at a guy like Jameis Winston, who was a great college, you know, football player. And he kind of struggled through a tough rookie year, but when I saw him play in the first football game and his leadership skills, and when he went back to the Florida State football game, he was on the sideline. I don't know if you saw this, but at halftime when Florida State was losing, it wasn't Jumbo Fisher. It was Jameis Winston that jumped in there and jumped on those guys to get them going. So I say that to say this. I don't care where it comes from. If you are a leader, I don't care if you're a freshman or a senior. You got to have a good work ethic. You got to have the right attitude. Again, I would like to see that come from upperclassmen who have been through the wars. I hate to see it come from a freshman, but sometimes you have those special people that are just natural-born leaders, and that's what they do. And maybe this kid is one of those that's going to be one of those leaders. I certainly hope so, because they need all of the leadership and experience than they can get right now. But when you say something like that, Larry, you got the eyes of the fans, the guys in the locker room. So if you're going to say it, everybody's going to be watching your effort and your attitude. So it's important that he goes out and plays extremely hard and plays with great effort and great attitude so everybody else can follow suit.
Let's go to Al next up. Al, welcome. You're on with Kenny Walker.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing, sir? You know, Larry?
Doing all right, Al. How are you?
I'm doing great. Kenny, when you was in New York City, how did New York condition you to overlook race as being a melting pot? I would argue back in the discotheque days when they had all the wildness going up there that the bathroom issue in Duke in North Carolina wouldn't feel concerned in New York. Michael Sam's probably could have came out in that era, and he would have been welcomed with open arms. Kaepernick probably wouldn't took the abuse that he took because he didn't pledge allegiance to the flag. Can you tell us a little bit how New York is different from other parts of the country, it being so connected with race, with religion, with politics, with some of the things we see outside of New York when it comes to sexuality, protests, in the mess that we are in, but New York seems to, it would be the city, perfect city, to accept some of the things.
Yeah, that's a good point, Al. And I think the reason why you see it that way, and probably the rest of the world sees it that way, New York, first of all, is the media capital of the world. And then it's a melting pot. I mean, you literally, you know, have people from all different countries, backgrounds, different races. So there's a mixture of everything in New York. It was a unique experience, you know, for me, Al, because I grew up in the Deep South in Georgia, which things were obviously a whole lot different for me growing up. But after I got over the intimidation of being in such a big city like New York City, I learned to appreciate it my last 3 years in New York. It was tough the first couple of years because I was uncomfortable going a lot of places, and being in a big city like that, it just takes some time, you know, to try to figure it out. But New York is my favorite city in the whole world, and I've had the pleasure to travel a lot of different places. And since 9-1-1, and, of course, I was there before 9-1-1, it was a kind of a little bit darker city, a little bit more cold city, you know, at that time. But since 9-1-1, when I go back right now, New Yorkers are some of the most friendly, knowledgeable people that I've ever been around. And I think more people are more aware of their surroundings in New York since 9-1-1. But all of my experiences, except for a few, when the Knicks wasn't playing well the first couple games, I got called a bum and go back to Kentucky and all of that stuff. But, you know, that happens in New York. But you learn to deal with the criticism, and you learn how to handle those things. But New York City is a great city. And you're right, Al. You know, I mean, if Kaepernick and doing some of that stuff in New York, maybe it wouldn't be as big a deal, because New York has overcome all kinds of sports scandals, mm-hmm. political scandals, and tragedies. So it's a strong, resilient city, and I enjoy playing there.
Al, let me get a prediction from you before we let you go. Give me a prediction between Kentucky and New Mexico State.
Stoops 0, Barnhart 0. Y'all guys enjoy.
All right, 0-0. People are picking ties tonight. All right, Al, I got to run. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Kenny, I would say, though, as far as New York's concerned, though, it's really the one city where you can be anonymous, though. I mean, you see a lot of celebrities living in New York because they like the fact that they can walk down the street, stop at a cafe, and for the large part, be left alone. It's the one place where there's so many famous people and so many recognizable people that it's not unusual. And it's, you know, people, oh, yeah, I saw Leonardo DiCaprio, or I saw Jay-Z, you know. I mean, you see so many famous people that it's not shocking the way it would be if you saw, you know, Leonardo or Jay-Z in Lexington, as a for instance. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful city like that, Larry, like that you see all kinds of celebrities and stuff, but it's just something when I go there, when I'm down in Times Square and you see all of those neon lights and all of those people walking around, and just it's busy all of the time. When they say it's the city that never sleeps, you can go out 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and it's just like in the middle of the day. But once you get over that intimidation, it's really a great place to live. It's got the best of the best in New York. You just got to know where to go and where not to go, but it's a fun city.
Let's go to John real quick. John, about 2 minutes. Go ahead. Welcome.
Well, thank you. First of all, I'd like to say hi to Kenny Walker, who's always one of my favorite basketball players.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, bud.
Well, this may have already been talked about, but I just wanted to know what you thought about it. During the media days that Coach Stoops took Courtney Love with him down there. I thought that was kind of odd, given that he had never played it down yet, even though he had come to the program to sit out a year. I would have thought that he would have taken somebody like Westry or Ware, somebody that had shown some potential. I don't know if that's kind of thrown a contention.
I know what you're saying, John. I agree.
Like what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree, John. It was unusual, and it was talked about among the media about how surprising it was to take a guy that had never played a down yet for Kentucky. I think it was a little bit of an unusual situation with Courtney, just because he had become really a leader in the clubhouse, even though he hadn't played. I think because of his leadership role and the fact that other guys looked up to him, that it made it a little more unique situation, and therefore made it appropriate. But that, you're right, though. That is different, and it is very unusual, and it was talked about among the media members as to being a surprising choice.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Another thing I'd like to talk about is Cash Daniels. I was just wondering what you thought. I know that he said after the first game that he Love shouldn't have played 96 snaps. I think he's pretty much begging to tell the coaches that he wants to get into the games. I'm not sure if he's able to play that well, but I do think what he would bring to the team, which what they really need, is some emotion, some fire in their belly. I watched Houston and Cincinnati, and both of those teams were jumping up and down, showing some emotion, and I think that's one of the things that this team is missing. I think that's one thing that Cash Daniels could bring to the team.
Yeah. Hey, John, I agree with you. Let me get your prediction real quick because we're running really short on time here.
I gave you my prediction yesterday. Actually, I'm a second-time caller. Gotcha. Yesterday was the first time I'd ever called in.
Well, John, I appreciate it. You said 24-21 Kentucky, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right. John, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Kenny, I'm out of time, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow, though, okay?
Larry, look forward to it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take care. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one next here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
Not just put on, but rather sport your clothes. It's the hookup, look up all around you and see all S, all P, all O, R, T, S.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
yeah, step your game up. Now what's the name for it? All Sports.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
pick it up at All Sports. Pick it up at All Sports.
All Sports in Fayette Mall next to Macy's.
At University of Cincinnati Health, we see a powerful new way to fight cancer. It's called proton therapy. And it's now giving new hope to cancer patients of all ages in Cincinnati and beyond. Together with Cincinnati Children's, we've opened a brand new proton therapy center. It's one of only a few in the entire country, and it allows us to target tumors with remarkable pinpoint precision, which could mean less damage to your healthy cells, or even being able to treat tumors that were once unreachable. And it causes fewer side effects, so you can get your treatment and then get back to the hundreds of other things on your to-do list. With cancer, you want to explore all your options. And now you can. Visit uchealth.com/proton to learn more about our new Proton Therapy Center. Or call 513-584-2326 for an appointment. Here, we see the promise of academic medicine every day. UC Health.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
I'm Jack Patty. Join me here Monday morning from 6 until 10. We'll go house shopping with Lynn Erickson. Also, Larry Glover will be analyzing, hopefully, a UK victory right here on News Talk 590 WVLK.
You're listening to Larry Glover Live right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. Just about a minute left here in hour number one. I mentioned I went down a 90s music rabbit hole earlier today. Don, and I mentioned I was listening. Actually, Natalie Imbruglia and the song "Torn" popped up, which I liked it at the time. As in, when I was at the time, I had sort of a crush on the singer. I've now grown out of that, thankfully. My wife appreciates that. Don writes, "As long as you're not like," I wrote, "I'm listening to Natalie Imbruglia for crying out loud, help." And he says, "As long as you're not lying naked on the floor," which is, by the way, is a line in the song. My response was, "I am broken and shamed." Also a line from the song, "But I am not naked." People who watched our opening monologue on Facebook Live can attest to that. I was fully clothed, thankfully. We're coming up in the second hour. We got Chris Fisher going to join us. We'll talk some more Kentucky football with Fish. And coming up at 7:35, we'll visit with Derek Ramsey, who is our celebrity prognosticator. Hopefully we can track him down. He told me to text him early today, and I didn't text him until later in the day, so hopefully he got it in time to to clear his schedule for us. Hopefully so. And we'll have a contest, a caller predict against Derek. And the winner, if Derek wins, then, of course, it'll roll over to next week. But if our caller wins, they'll win a $75 gift card from our friends over at All Sports. So sit back and relax. Another hour of sports talk coming your way next here on Larry Glover Live. Tonight's program presented by Jack Kane Ford.
Cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
A Shriners Hospital for Children loves a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
News Talk 590 WVLK.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
News Talk 590. WBLK. Lexington.
A Cumulus station. It's 7 o'clock.
Earther movement dismissed. Debate slate set. I'm Barbara Cusack. Donald Trump has finally admitted President Obama was born in the U.S., but Hillary Clinton's press secretary, Brian Fallon, points out what Trump failed to do today is own up to his role in promoting the hate-filled birtherism movement.
No matter what he said today, he's not going to be able to disavow or disown it.
Only the two major party candidates will be taking part in the first presidential debate September 26th. Correspondent Dylan Byers says the Libertarian and Green Party candidates did not make the cut.
All five of those polls, well-respected. They're led by the top five news organizations in conjunction with various newspapers and opinion polling groups. Jill Stein, Gary Johnson did not meet that 15% threshold.
Wells Fargo & Company is being sued by its customers accused of bank fraud, negligence, and invasion of privacy related to the alleged opening of sham accounts by bank employees. The lawsuit seeks class action status. I'm Barbara Cusack. A judge set a $1 million bond for an Ohio man facing charges in the deaths of two people and the sexual assault of a third person. Sean Grade appeared in a video bond hearing. He was arrested Tuesday after a woman called 911 and said that she was being held inside a home in Ashland. Police arrived and found the woman and the remains of two people. New government numbers show Americans made a little more money last quarter, as correspondent John Stolness reports.
The net worth of U.S. households rose to $89.1 trillion in the April through June quarter, up 1.2% from the previous quarter. That was led by a stronger housing market with a $474 billion increase in housing wealth. The Federal Reserve said money in checking and savings accounts also increased slightly.
Stocks closed lower. The Dow dropped 89 points. The S&P 500 slipped by 8, while the Nasdaq shed 5 points. And Barbara Cusack.
And I'm Zach Settles for News Talk 590 WVLK. Here's what's happening. A Laurel County couple charged in the death of their 7-week-old daughter were back in court Friday.
A grand jury returned the indictment of Gary Nicely, charging murder, two counts of criminal abuse in the first degree, assault in the first degree, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct second degree, and menacing. The grand jury also returned the indictment on Jessica Nicely, charging murder, two counts of criminal abuse in the first degree, and assault in the first degree. These charges in connections with the death of their daughter, Mia. During their last court appearance, a detective testified that Gary said he witnessed his wife slamming the baby's head against the bed rail, but Jessica maintains that her husband is at fault. A $300,000 bail has been set for each person, and they will head to court on September 26th for a pretrial hearing. For the first time, a Kentucky man has won second place in the Lucky for Life lottery. It is still a mystery who won the winning $125,000 ticket from the Smoker Friendly store in Owen County, but neighbors in the area say once they find out, he might have some new friends. He said this might be the lucky one. Well, it was, said Sharon Lankford, who sold the winning ticket. She told LEX 18 that she wishes the man well, and said that now people know the Owen County store is where to go to buy a winning ticket. For News Talk 590 WVLK, I'm Zach Settles.
From the Auto Plaza USA studios, this is News Talk 590 WVLK.
Seaworth Superstore Restaurant Equipment and Supplies. Make your purchasing dollars go farther with our wholesale pricing, whether you need a case or just one.
Getting closer to our active weather pattern, scattered showers and thunderstorms on approach. We'll even see a few overnight tonight, but mostly in the west. Low 80s by the time we get into Saturday morning. Then we're back to the mid-80s by the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. And the best activity will be in the afternoon after the heating gets going. Overnight into Sunday, mid-60s. We'll be in the low 80s by the afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday under mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of a change coming up on Monday. Low 60s starts the day out. We'll be in the low 80s by the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies. But the humidity will start to drop off. I'm meteorologist Seth Phillips with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
And right now in the Lexington area, skies are fair at 85 degrees.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Your place to talk. News Talk 590 WVLK.
This is Larry Glover Live. Your chance to talk about the cats with the Commonwealth. Lines are open. In Lexington, dial 253-5959. Toll free statewide, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, you can also reach Larry via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com.
Welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. Hour number two underway. Thanks for joining us. We've got Chris Fisher coming up here in just a minute from the Cat's Paws. We've got Derek Ramsey going to join us at 7:35. We're going to talk a little football with Derek, also get a prediction, get a caller to make a prediction as well. If the caller's more accurate than Derek, they'll win a $75 gift card from our friends at All Sports. If Derek's correct, then it will roll over next week, and it will grow to $100 for the South Carolina game. You don't want to miss out. Tonight's program brought to you by Jack Kane Ford and their certifying pre-owned sales event going on right now. Now through October 3rd,
you can take advantage of 1.9% APR for 66 months on the Focus, on the Ford Focus, Fusion Escape, and the F-150, 2.9% on all other certified pre-owned vehicles. If a new Ford is what you're looking at, then come to Jack King Ford and check out their 2016 and 17 vehicles. A huge selection. New is Ford. It's the brand more people buy again and again. So stop by Jack King Ford or their website, kingford.com. Make the drive to Jack King, located just 5 minutes from New Circle Road in Versailles. 253-595-5590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. We're going to talk a little Kentucky football with Chris Fisher. We'll also talk some basketball, too. Big first official visit weekend coming up. Chris wrote about that on the Cats Boss, and that's where we'll begin. Chris, welcome to the show. Kentucky's got some big-time talent that they're going to be entertaining over the next few weeks. P.J. Washington and four-star point guard Tremont Walters on campus right now. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Larry. It's a big first weekend for Kentucky. I think P.J. Washington is definitely one of their top front court targets, and I think a guy that a lot of people feel like they might be the favorites for. So big chance for Kentucky to make an impression on both he and Tremont Waters, who I think is probably a backup plan to both Trey Young and Quade Green at that point guard position.
Mm-hmm. There's been some, some whispers out there, maybe some rumblings that Trey Young may be close to making a commitment. Apparently he's said a few things in social media that's kind of, that people are reading the tea leaves, and they see that as a sign that he's close to pulling the trigger. Have you gotten that impression? What's your take on it?
Well, his father's still insistent that, you know, they're probably tracking for a November or a December decision, but I can definitely get the sense from kind of around the recruiting landscape that it could come sooner than that, and I definitely like Kentucky's chances. I think they've held off the run from Oklahoma. I know a lot of people felt like over the summer that Oklahoma had caught up with and maybe even surpassed Kentucky as the leader in his recruitment, but I think John Calipari's in-home visit with him last week really went a long way, and when you look at John Calipari's pedigree with point guards, that's really, really tough to pass up, especially when he's in your living room giving you the keys to the Ferrari. So I do think Kentucky's in great position with Trey Young, and I do think a decision could come sooner than later.
Yeah, Quade Green, a kid that you also mentioned, too, he's highly ranked. In fact, some of the places you see where he's actually ranked a little higher than Trey Young. Why is Kentucky, let me back a little bit. It seems like that Trey Young's the priority at point guard over Green. Why is that? If that is the case, your feelings as well.
Yeah, based on what I saw from the two over the summer, I definitely think Trey Young is the better of the two prospects. I think he's the best pure point guard prospect in the 2017 class. I think he proved that with head-to-head matchups against Quade Green and Tremont Waters. I think there are guys like Colin Sexton and Trayvon Duvall who maybe have higher ceilings long term, but as far as pure point guards go, I think Trey Young is the best in that group, and I think he certainly proved that over the summer. Led his team to the Peach Jam Championship, won a gold medal at the FIBA Americas in Chile over the summer, and so I think that's just the direction that Kentucky has chosen to go in, and I think he's probably of the three the player that Kentucky probably has the best chance with.
Nick Richards, another kid that Kentucky is really zeroing in on, and I think the Calipari seems to like to get a guy at every position. Is he their, their focal point at the center position, Nick Richards?
Yeah, I definitely think so. He's been about the only center prospect that they've recruited to this point. I would list Muhammad Bamba as more of a power forward, but Calipari was in to see him last night, and I spoke to his coach, and feels like that visit went really, really well. And I think of all the 2017 prospects, I think Nick Richards is probably the one that I feel the most confident about. I think Kentucky prioritized him very early in the process. I think he's a very good fit for what they do on both ends of the floor. He is a high-level rebounder and shot blocker. He runs the floor and finishes above the rim. And the scary thing about him, he came over from Jamaica, and he's only been playing basketball for about 4 years now. And so his best basketball is definitely still ahead of him. And his coach thinks he can definitely be an absolute game changer at the next level.
We glossed over P.J. Washington. I want to go back to him real quick. There's another kid, a power forward, that Kentucky's in pretty good position with, UNLV, I guess their top, excuse me, top competition. They benefit from the fact he plays right there in Findlay, which is in Vegas at Findlay Prep. Originally from Texas, which obviously brings Shaka Smart and Texas in play. The crystal ball has Kentucky tied with UNLV with Texas in third. A feeling about that. I mean, there seems to be a lot of kids that Kentucky's leading for, but they're in a 30 and 40 percentage like that. Certainly no slam dunk. But P.J. Washington, again, seems to me like a kid that Kentucky could get. We talked about Trey Young maybe committing in November. How many, by the time the November signing period is up, how many kids do you think Kentucky could have commitments from at that point?
I think Kentucky could sign four in the early period. I think there's a handful of guys that will make early decisions. I think it's tough to – I think Muhammad Bamba is tough to say when he'll decide, but I definitely think guys like Hamidou Diallo and Kevin Knox wouldn't surprise me at all to see them wait until the spring, and I don't think Kentucky has a problem waiting on those guys. But I could see John Calipari having four of those guys wrapped up in November.
Chris, shift gears to Kentucky football. The Cats got New Mexico State tomorrow. I had a caller earlier saying that he thought that just a Kentucky win would be good enough. My sense is that would not be good enough. They need to look good tomorrow. They need to win impressively and going away. What's your take?
I agree with that. I think, you know, it's important, obviously, for this Kentucky team to get on the board with a win. But at the same time, I think in order to win back some of the fan base after – you know, a disastrous 0-2 start, I think they have to look good doing it. And with Larry Rose, New Mexico State's, you know, top player and the reigning Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year out of Saturday's game, I just don't think there are any more excuses. I mean, you know, you can only use the line, you know, go back to work so many times before you start producing some results on the field. So I think it's really, really important that Kentucky beats New Mexico State and they look good doing it.
Chris, have you heard any rumblings at all about, I mean, there's been lots of speculation about buyouts and is Stoops really on the hot seat. Have you heard anything? I mean, I'm not asking you to out people or even make some bold declaration, but have you heard any whispers at all that there's any discussion, any consideration at all that if this season goes badly, that it's not out of the question that a change could be made?
I think it's still a little premature for that kind of talk. I mean, I think at least on paper, the path to a bowl game theoretically exists. I think there's still six what you would call winnable games on the schedule. Obviously, Kentucky would have to play a lot better than they have in the first two contests. But I think Mark Stoops' fate is still to be determined. I mean, if Kentucky beats New Mexico State and they beat South Carolina the next weekend, you're 2-2. And you know, I think that at least the train will be back on the tracks, and then we can kind of see how the rest of the season plays out. But if Kentucky were to go 2-10 and you know, this thing really come off the rails, I could see that discussion coming into play because, you know, $12 to $15 million is going to be peanuts compared to what the program loses if the fans completely give up on this team, like they did toward the end of Joker Phillips' tenure when you have, you know, 15,000 in the stands. And so I still think a lot is left to be determined and a lot of football left to play this season.
I totally agree. I think people are missing that. I think that there's certainly a cost to not making a decision if you think the guy's not getting the job done. That's the thing is, I think for me, it comes down to is, does Mitch Barnhart believe he's the right guy for the job, that he can still get it done? Then if you really believe that, then you got to keep him. But if you believe that he's not the right guy and he's not going to get done, you believe it in your heart, then the buyout should not be an impediment to doing that, to making a change.
Right, and you certainly have to wonder if Kentucky isn't any better in year four, what's to say they will be any better in year five? And I mean, yeah, you know, if Kentucky doesn't make a bowl game this year and, you know, say they finish worse than 5-7, you almost feel like the program is going in the wrong direction. And it would be really, really hard for me to imagine, as much as the UK football fans have been through the last couple of years and, you know, the last quarter century, the last 50 years, it's just really hard for me to envision them showing up and being enthusiastic about next season. And so I think that's kind of where the rubber meets the road with Mark Stoops and Mitch Barnhart.
Yeah, see, I agree with you. I think that the issue for me, the biggest issue is the play on the line. I mean, I think defensive line, maybe not quite to the same degree offensive line, but I think it's not been good to this point. You shore up offensive and defensive line work, and I think everything else falls into place. And maybe offensive line, you could argue that help is on the way with the development of guys like Drake and Landon. Of course, Tate Levitt, who's being redshirted this year, maybe hasn't been the kind of player they were expecting when they signed him, that kind of thing. But I just don't see the defensive line getting any better next year. I mean, I guess they could develop some of these guys, but the guys they have haven't really developed to this point. Why should that suddenly change?
Right, and although I do think Mark Stoops has upgraded the talent across the board, I think the inconsistency recruiting the defensive line has really caught up to him and caught up to him in a big way. I mean, the guys that they've had committed that they've lost to other programs and guys that they've failed to sign, I mean, I think it's really, really taken a toll. And then you add in the loss of Reggie Mint prior to the season. I think that was a big loss as well. And so there's only so much you can do when you don't have those big guys up front that can stop the run, because I feel like that's football 101. When you want to win games is stopping the run up front. And if you don't have the guys to do it, I think it just makes it really, really hard to win.
All right, I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. It's Chris Fisher from the Cat's Paws. His appearance made possible by Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Have a great time. Again, tomorrow, we'll see you next Friday. When we come back, we'll visit with Sean next up, and I have a feeling he's going to want to talk about Florida State and Louisville and game day. And is tomorrow's game the biggest game ever played in the Bluegrass? It's certainly up there in the discussion. Of course, Louisville played, I guess there was number three, number five. I think they were number five. West Virginia was number three a few years ago. Plus also Kentucky, when they played LSU, number one and number 17 on national television, pretty big game as well. We'll talk with Sean coming up out of the break here on Larry Glover Live. Tonight's program presented by Jack Kane Ford. This is Larry, and I want to tell you about some great deals going on right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center. You can get 20% off hydrangeas, azaleas, container trees, and roses, and you still get the Redmond's warranty. Plus 20% off hanging baskets, combo, and decorative pots, too. Redmond's also has fresh plant material arriving weekly and a great selection of trees and shrubs. You can't beat Redmond's on quality and selection. There's a reason why people drive from all around the region to shop at Redmond's. It's because they're the best garden center around, period. Seeing is believing. So stop by Redmond's Garden Center at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road, or go to their website online at redmondsgarden.com. Folks, be prepared to be impressed. Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court, pick it up at All Sports, pick it up at All Sports.
All Sports in Fayette Mall is locally owned and proud of it since 1972, carrying more of the genuine big blue apparel, shorts, tees, jerseys, and hats UK fans want most. Check us out at allsportslex.com. Allsportslex.com.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court, pick it up at All Sports, pick it up at All Sports.
All sports in Fayette Mall.
Hello, News Talk listener. I have a special offer for you from American Pool and Spa. How would you like to be sitting in the warm, relaxing, and highly beneficial swirling waters of your own hot spring spa? During the factory rebate sales event, September 9th through the 19th, you will receive a $1,000 instant rebate on all High Life Collection spas. That's big savings on the world's best-selling hot tub, and it's instant. Hurry into American Pool and Spa on the Eastern Bypass next to Kohl's in Richmond. Offer ends September 19th. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details.
It's not too early to start Christmas shopping or thinking of what you're going to get family and friends this year. Cumulus Broadcasting is bringing the Mingle Jingle Market to Lexington on Friday, November 18th, to the Signature Club of Lexington. If you're interested in selling your products, call Andrea Ayers at 253-5983. Mingle and Jingle is the premier shopping night where people can come and mark off their Christmas list. Don't miss it. Be a vendor this year at the Mingle and Jingle Market on November 18th. Call today to reserve your space. Call 253-5983.
News Talk 590 WVLK.
Welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. I'll tell you about our friends at United Structural Systems. They are absolutely wonderful people, and they do great, great work. It can give you peace of mind if you have an issue with your house, whether it be an issue with your foundation or structure, maybe some water in your basement, that kind of thing. If you've got one of those problems, call the folks at United Structural Systems. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They'll tell you exactly how they're going to fix it. And here's the thing that's going to really put you at ease. They're going to tell you how they can fix it, and then they're going to tell you that they guarantee your work, and then they're going to tell you, oh, by the way, we'll give you a transferable warranty. That's an amazing, amazing thing to give you, especially if you're looking to sell your home at some point in the future, because if you fill out that seller's disclosure statement, you've got to put on it that, yeah, we had water damage, or, yeah, we had a foundation issue. And when you do that and you say, also, by the way, it was fixed, it's guaranteed, and we've got a transferable warranty guaranteeing the work that it was fixed right. Big, big peace of mind element there from the folks at United Structural Systems. They are professionals, they are experts, and they can give you peace of mind by completing the work on your home. Check them out. Their website's ifixfoundations.com. They've worked for me. I vouch for them. They are great people, and I could not be more pleased with what they did. And the work they did for me happened long before they were ever an advertiser, so they're not paying me to say that. I believe that. And believe me, if they didn't do good work, I wouldn't be doing the ads because I wouldn't believe in them. They did the work for me, and a year and a half later, they asked me, hey, listen, would you mind talking on our behalf, which I was happy to do. It's United Structural Systems. Again, find them on the web at ifixfoundations.com. Let's go to our buddy Sean next up. Sean, welcome to the show. How are you doing? Now, Sean, I know you're a Louisville fan, but we tease you a lot of things, but what a real special weekend for you guys up in Louisville. What a big moment for you guys.
You know what? It really is a big moment. I think this is the type of game that can program on another level. And the reason I kind of say that, let's just say they win tomorrow. And that let's go down in 2 weeks at Clemson. If you happen to win that one and you're undefeated, you know, you can't forget Marshall. Marshall will be a good team.
Yeah.
But October 1st, you sitting there at 4-0, you look at the rest of your schedule, you do have Houston. That's the only other real test that you have. I was afraid that Duke may be a test, but Duke is not very good. Boston College is not very good. I mean, the only real test that you have is Houston. And if you go down there and you can beat Houston, there's no way they keep you out. Well, obviously, you go to the ACC championship game, and if you happen to win the ACC, there's no way they keep you out of the playoffs.
Well, I mean,
everything's at your fingertips.
Yeah, the point you're making is Louisville's destiny is in their hand. That certainly is true. First things first, you got Florida State tomorrow. The Seminoles are just a one-point favorite. I was talking to a buddy of mine this morning, Sean, and I really believe this, that when you have a game that's considered to be very even, always put your money on the team that has to have it versus wants it. And I don't mean Louisville has to have it like they're desperate, but I think that, you know, Florida State's played in a lot of big games. They've been in the spotlight a lot. They've won national championships. This is a real special moment for Louisville, and they've not had a chance like this very often. And I think it's going to mean more to them. The emotion's going to be on their side. Game day's there. The Papa John's stadium is going to be packed. It's going to be loud. I think that Florida State's walking into a hornet's nest. I really do. I think they're going to have to play really well and very disciplined. And they have a tendency to come out slow under Jimbo Fisher. And if they come out slow tomorrow, they're not going to get back in the game. If they come out and find themselves down 21-7, I don't think they'll ever be in a position to get the lead back.
Well, but you have to give Jimbo Fisher, he's proven time and time again, he's probably the best coach in America at halftime of making an adjustment.
Maybe
now, it
so.
Helps when you had guys like Jameis Winston and things like that, and he showed it 2 weeks against Ole Miss. Florida State should never have been in that game against Ole Miss. And they not only outing Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So
looking at the Louisville schedule, Sean.
Yeah,
obviously, you got to win tomorrow. If you lose tomorrow, you're not going to get into playoff. You can't lose a home game unless you're Alabama and get into the national playoff. That's just reality. That's not a knock against Louisville. Only Alabama can overcome that, unfortunately. But if you win tomorrow, if you have to split Clemson and Houston, you want to lose the Clemson game because it's earlier in the year and you have a chance to recover from it and win games down the stretch. You lose to Houston in the middle of November, that one might be tough to recover from because teams will leapfrog over you with no chance of losing many games down the road. If you split the two, you want to win that Houston game and lose to the Clemson because that gives you time to recover and get back in that top four again.
Well, look, my scenario all year was you beat Florida State, you lose to Clemson because I still think that's going to be a tough task going down there and winning that football game, and you beat Houston, and then you hope Florida State beat Clemson and get a three-way tie for the Atlantic Division. And then, you know, who knows how that shakes out. That was the scenario I always picture, that Louisville's going to win the Atlantic. They had to beat Florida State, lose to Clemson, then Clemson beat Florida State.
Here's the thing, Sean. I think that Florida State, here's what I think Florida State's going to do. You tell me if you think I'm off base here, because I'm sure you've studied this more than I have. I think that Florida State will try to take away Lamar's runs, try to contain him in the pocket and make him throw the ball. You have to make him one dimensional. I think the only way to beat Lamar Jackson and Louisville's offense is you've got to make them one dimensional somehow. A lot of teams can't do it. I mean, Kentucky can't do that. A lot of teams can't do that. In fact, I think that it's going to take a defense like a Florida State for instance. They're the kind of team that's got the talent and the speed on defense to maybe pull that off. I'm still sure they can do it. So I think they've got to make him one-dimensional and hope that if they can force him to throw the ball a lot, that they can get a couple of picks and make him a little uncomfortable in the pocket. If he's getting out of the pocket and running wild, then there's just no telling how many points Louisville's going to put up. I really like Louisville's chances. If they lose that game, though, I think it could have devastating effect. If they lose that game, I could see them losing to Clemson and Houston, especially if Lamar would get banged up or get knocked out of the game or something like that. I mean, I think it's a game changer if they lose him. I think he's that important to them. But I think for Louisville to get into a national championship playoffs, they must win tomorrow. They can't lose that one. Even if they beat Clemson and Houston, I don't know if they recover from it.
Well, and, you know, it obviously depends on what happens, you know, across the country as well. But I kind of see a little different. I think, you know, Lamar's going to get his 15, 20-yard clip, and, you know, he may do that four or five times a game, end up with 65, 70 yards. You just don't want him to go off 180 and 200
right,
yards.
Right, yeah. Well, I think Florida State can live with 65 or 70. I think they can live with that.
Yeah, but I think Brandon Radcliffe, I think he's going to have to get 75 to 100 yards because, you know, when they run that re-option, he's going to have to get some yardage and really make Florida State, you know, respect him, and then that opens up Lamar Jackson around the edge.
I don't think there's any question about that, Sean. Lamar is good as he is, and I've told you privately, and I've told you on the air. I think he's the best player in America. I really do. I mean, if I could choose the one player to start my team, I would choose Lamar Jackson. But he's going to need some help tomorrow. We're talking about a team with 5-star and 4-star guys and speed all over the place. And as good as he is, he can't beat Florida State on his own. He's going to need help from the receivers, whether it be James or Reggie. He's going to need Brandon to pick up some tough yards on the ground to keep the defense honest.
Well, and Larry, I told you this back. In, you know, July, early August, I still think the best side of the ball is going to be the defense for Louisville. Louisville's defense got to put a lot of pressure on Francois and make him and really, when he starts to scramble, they got to play some really good man-to-man defense.
Well, they might be, Sean, but they're not even more close to it now.
Tough spots and tough throws.
They might. I don't think Louisville's defense is ever going to be the best side of Louisville, to be honest with you. Not as long as Lamar Jackson's on the field. And I don't think it's close right now.
When you got that front seven that they got, I mean, they can really put some pressure on the football. They got one.
I'm not saying don't misunderstand. I'm not saying they're not good. I think Louisville's got a good defense, but Louisville's got a phenomenal offense. And, I mean, listen, let's put it this way. If Louisville's defense is better than their offense at the end of the season, then Louisville can play with and beat anybody. But I don't think their defense is there. And I'm not saying they can't play with it. I mean, listen, Louisville's certainly one of the best teams in America. There's no question about that. And tomorrow's an important game for them to prove it. If they go out there and get beat 38-20, then there's going to be naysayers going to come out of the woodworks again, maybe even me. But I think Louisville's going to be fine tomorrow. I think they get the win. Sean, I got to run. I appreciate the call, though. Best luck. Enjoy tomorrow. Listen, the days like tomorrow don't happen all the time. Enjoy it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll visit with Derek Ramsey after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
Children's Hospital for Children loves a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
Logan's in the Tates Creek Center is having our famous Pop Goes the Prices sale going on now at our clearance center located just three doors down from our main store. Logan's entire store is reduced with savings up to 60%. And for a limited time only, pop a balloon for additional savings of 20, 30, 40, even 50% off the lowest sale price of your entire purchase at our clearance center. Logan's has hundreds of name brand suits and sport coats already reduced up to 60%. And during our Pop Goes the Prices sale, pop a balloon for an additional 20 to 50% off the lowest sale price. All sportswear, slacks, dress shirts, ties, shoes, t-shirts, and more already reduced up to 60%. And during this special sale, pop a balloon for an additional 20 to 50% off the lowest sale price. Don't miss these great store-wide savings during Logan's Pop Goes the Prices sale going on now and for a limited time only at our clearance center located just three doors down from our main store in Tates Creek Center. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at logansoflexington.com.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Gary Murphy with Financial Engines in Lexington. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 859-317-2747 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Getting closer to our active weather pattern, scattered showers and thunderstorms on approach. We'll even see a few overnight tonight, but mostly in the west. Low 80s by the time we get into Saturday morning. Then we're back to the mid-80s by the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms And the best activity will be in the afternoon after the heating gets going. Overnight into Sunday, mid-60s. We'll be in the low 80s by the afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday under mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of a change coming up on Monday. Low 60s starts the day out. We'll be in the low 80s by the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, but the humidity will start to drop off. I'm meteorologist Seth Phillips with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WBLK.
And right now in the Lexington area, skies are fair at 85 degrees.
Do you believe college means hundreds of people packed into lecture halls, impractical degrees, and impersonal professors, inflexible schedules, and inconvenient commutes? If you do, then Sullivan University can't help you at all. But if you believe you should be able to get a degree that's in demand right here in Lexington with personal classes and flexible schedules with online options, then Sullivan believes in you. See more at sullivan.edu and start September 26th.
Welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Line. We've got lines open 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. The Kentucky Wildcats come back for their second home game of the season, 0-2. That's not where they had hoped and where they expected to be. They thought they would at least be 1-1, I would think. But they are 0-2. New Mexico State, the opponent tomorrow. We're going to take a caller here in a moment. To make a prediction against our buddy Derek Ramsey here, and if the caller is better than Derek, they'll win a $75 gift card from All Sports. If they're not better, then it rolls over to next week, and the jackpot grows. So go ahead and give us a call. We'll line somebody up here. 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. Derek Ramsey joining us on the program. Derek, how are you doing, my friend? What's up?
Larry, couldn't do any better. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well, man. I wish I looked as good as you, though, man. You look like you can play right now.
Yeah, I guess I'm representing all the former UK guys. Thanks for the compliments anyway.
Secretary, I mean, I say that, too. I mean, but you really do. I mean, you look good. You look very youthful. And, I mean, some people just don't age, and you're one of those fortunate ones that just don't seem to age.
Well, that's called Coach Kirsty. That's called John Marilovich in those younger formative years when they ran us in the ground to ensure that we were ready when it come on Saturday.
Derek, so, before we get to football real quick, though, people don't know, you're Secretary Ramsey now working in Frankfurt, and you're working on a really important initiative, the Apprentice Initiative. I'm not sure how much play that's gotten, but you were telling me about it the other day, and I think it deserves some attention. Just real quick, tell us what you're working on there, if you don't mind.
I believe, Larry, that the way for Kentucky's apprenticeship, and that, of course, is not anti-university by any stretch of imagination, but what I am is anti-debt. And having been in higher education 16 in the last 20 years, I got to see that a whole bunch. You know, kids did everything I asked them to do, but unfortunately, in a lot of cases at the institutions I worked at, we didn't have a lot of dollars, so the scholarships were all split up. And so, but with the apprenticeship program, and if you look around not only Kentucky, but around the U.S. today, there's just a shortage of skilled workers. And when I say skilled workers, I'm talking electricians, I'm talking HVAC guys, welders, plumbers. But the interesting part, those are the old days of skilled workers. Well, today, there's a shortage in healthcare. There's a shortage in IT. There's a shortage in coding. So there's just ample opportunities, and what we're promoting is just another opportunity, another alternative for instead of a college education. If you remember, many eons ago when I was young, this country was built on the foundations of a good, hard day's work. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at where we are, just for example, when you drive down our streets, I mean, our roads now are starting to be deplorable. Our bridges are the worst. Our airports are crumbling in front of our eyes. And the list just goes on and on and on. So, but what that means is it creates an opportunity. But more importantly, I think it that middle class that you often hear about that's no longer here, the middle class many years ago was built on skilled workers. So, again, this is an opportunity to not get a job, but to develop a career. And so, in short, that's what I'm going around to say. Programs. We have over 150 different apprentice programs today. So there's just ample opportunity, and I'm just kind of spreading the word about that, me and my team.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing cause, and I think it's fantastic, Derek, and you're to be congratulated about that. Of course, the Labor Secretary in Frankfort. Derek, let's talk a little Kentucky football. Tough loss.
Okay.
I don't think many thought Kentucky would go to Gainesville and win, but certainly the first one, being up 18, at one point being up 25, was a tough one to let get away.
It was a tough one, Larry, but I think, and you and I kind of briefly talked about this some last week going into the Florida game, but for a person that studies the game, if you look at what actually occurred in the first half, it was just a repeat of what happened at Louisville. You know, we got a bunch of turnovers. We went up big. But the second half, the offense laid an egg, and the defense couldn't stop it. Yeah. And so, you know, what ends up happening? You know, our offense, and as I was mentioning to you, I told my wife, I said, in that game, that being the Southern Miss game, I said, we don't score the first two times we get the ball to stave off these guys, we're going to have a problem. And sure as a dickens, that's exactly what happened. It was a repeat of the Louisville game.
Yeah.
And so, however, last week, that one caught me by surprise. Didn't think we'd win it. I just didn't think we'd get beat up as we did, because I think Florida's a good football team. I don't think they have a very good offense. Defense is very good. But we just got to, you know, show up and play. But the interesting part and the good part about it, we're talking about the second game of the season, so there's ample opportunity for our guys to turn this around. Season's not lost yet.
I know we had a caller earlier say that they thought just a win would be good enough. I'm not sure that's good enough, though. I mean, obviously you want to get the win. I mean, that's priority, obviously. But I think you need to look good and to build confidence going to the South Carolina game. And the Gamecocks are not very good, but if you go out there and beat, you know, New Mexico State tomorrow 21-20 or 23-20 or something like that, that's not going to be a real confidence builder going into another SEC matchup next week. And I think the South Carolina game is a must win. Your season just absolutely implodes if you lose that one.
I couldn't agree with you more. But I think before we get to South Carolina, I think we got to get through New Mexico State. Now, keep in mind, just last week, New Mexico was picked to win that game. And New Mexico State won. I think they were favored by a large margin. And so I don't think this is going to be a gimme. And you know what happens, Larry, when you lose, regardless of who you lose to, you go on to play that next opponent until you beat somebody. They really don't have much respect for you.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be one heck of a fight there, I think.
You think that's a real issue for Kentucky, getting respect from people? I mean, obviously at 0-2, people are, in fact, I think one of the guys on ESPN the other day, or no, CBS was joking, calling Kentucky a junior college on national television. Man, that stuff hurts.
Now, that is an insult. Not only to the current players, but to guys like myself who's played there.
Yeah.
That's an insult. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that our guys have heard that, and I'm certain that Coach Stoops has taken information like that and put that up on the board. To inspire his guys, and they have to respond. You know, I'm sure Coach Stoops is working day and night to get these guys, but I tell you, once the dang ball is kicked off, it's up to those guys to get it done between the lines.
Derek, let's bring Danny on the air with us. Danny, you're on with Derek. I'm going to have both of you make a prediction in a minute, and Danny can win big, and Derek, you'll not be able to win big. So maybe you want him to win and just pick badly.
Tomorrow, I will win big. I will.
All right. Danny, welcome. You're on with Derek Ramsey. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I think that Barker's going to light it up tomorrow. I think that the worm's going to turn and we're going to get it rolling. It's going to be a big win. I'm thinking 33-0.
Oh,
man.
Danny. I think we're
going to
win. Yes, sir,
okay,
baby.
Well, all right.
I think Derek's skeptical.
We got 50 years of good luck coming.
All right, Derek, what are you picking?
I sure hope you're right, Danny.
I do too. We got 50 years of good luck coming now when the worm turns, so I'm ready to roll.
When the worm turns, what worm is you speaking of?
We're going to get that good luck going.
I think the worm is above a Jose Cuervo bottle, maybe.
Yeah, the way you know what I'm talking about. Tequila worm.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about the good luck charm. I think that we've got.
Okay.
It's time to get rid of the bad luck, start playing ball and winning again.
All right, Derek, Danny picks 33-0.
I'm not a bad luck, a good luck guy. I believe you make your luck.
Yeah. I'm a superstitious guy.
Well, I really do feel we've had terrible luck forever. It would be great to have good luck.
How can it be terrible luck when you line up 11 guys and they line up 11 guys? Hell, I'd be more in line with saying we've been outperformed. How about that?
Well, you could say that, too, but when the ball goes through three hands and ends up in the end zone of other teams, that's bad luck.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, so you say
that's one play you're speaking of. Yeah, that's one play.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Danny, so you got 33-0 Kentucky, Danny. You got 33-0. Derek, what kind of prediction are you seeing?
I'm not seeing that. That's for sure. So, Danny, thanks for making this a lot easier for me.
I want to hit the number on the dot.
Okay, all right, Derek, what do you got?
I think the Cats win tomorrow, but it's going to be a little bit harder fought, I think, than people think. You know, because, again, so much of this dang game is psychological. And when you don't score but 7 points in six quarters, I mean, psychologically, there's a lot to be said there. And then, of course, on the defensive side, when you haven't stopped anybody
the last
six quarters. So there's a big psychological edge. And you know, I see Kentucky winning, just not by 33 or nothing.
Give me a prediction, Darren. What do you see?
I see a 7 to 10 point game.
Can you give me a score? I'm not looking for scores.
Let's say 27-17, maybe.
27-17 Cats. All right, Danny, I'm going to put you on hold, and Zach's going to get your address. That way, if you're a winner, I can mail you the gift card. I'm skeptical you're going to be the winner, though.
I hope you're right and I'm wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, Derek. It's good talking to you, Danny.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Danny.
Absolutely.
Derek, great talking to you as well. I appreciate it. Will we see you at the game tomorrow?
I'll be there.
All right. We'll see you at the game. Thanks, Derek. I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, Glove.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Danny, hang tight. We'll get your address, and if you're a winner, we'll get the gift cards in the mail. But again, I think Derek's skeptical that you're going to win. I'm a little skeptical too, to be honest with you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll do our college football predictions, and we'll wrap things up next here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. This is Larry, and I want to tell you about some great deals going on right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center. You can get 20% off hydrangeas, azaleas, container trees, and roses, and you still get the Redmond's warranty. Plus 20% off hanging baskets, combo, and decorative pots, too. Redmond's also has fresh plant material arriving weekly and a great selection of trees and shrubs. You can't beat Redmond's on quality and selection. There's a reason why people drive from all around the region to shop at Redmond's. It's because they're the best garden center around, period. Seeing is believing. So stop by Redmond's Garden Center at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road or go to their website online at redmondsgarden.com. Folks, be prepared to be impressed. Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
I'm Jack Patty for the dental offices of Lang, Ryder, Reynolds, and Weaver with over 100 years of experience located next to Central Baptist Hospital in Lexington. They offer comprehensive dentistry from cleanings and fillings to implants and full mouth reconstruction. Call them at 278-0576 to set up an appointment. That's 278-0576 or log on to lrnr.com. Complete, friendly dental care for all. Doctors Lang, Ryder, Reynolds, and Weaver.
And by the way, I asked him how much, he gives me the ticket, and I asked him how much it was. How much is this? You have to call the number. You know how much the daggone ticket is. Why can't you just tell me? So I pull over. And he walks up and he's writing the ticket immediately. He's not even asking. He's not even inquiring. Don't you want to see if I'm drunk?
Live with Lee, 10 to noon on News Talk 590 WVLK.
This is Carrie Schrader, manager of adoptions for the Lexington Humane Society. In the last year, we have found homes for nearly 5,000 animals right here in Central Kentucky. And it's thanks to the kindness and support of people like you that we are able to accomplish so many happy endings. If you would like more information to find your next pet, here's what you can do. Call our main adoption center at 859-233-0044. Visit us on the web at adoptlove.net or visit us in person. Our main campus is at 1600 Old Frankfort Pike, and our hours of operation are Monday through Thursday and Saturday, 12 to 6. Friday 12 to 8 and Sunday 1 to 5. We also have our new dog and cat adoption center inside PetSmart and Hamburg Pavilion funded by PetSmart Charities. Here are some of the animals we invite you to come out this week and visit. Celia, a 9-week-old female tricolored beagle mix. Titan, a playful 9-month-old male hound shepherd mix. Molly, a beautiful long-haired 1-year-old white and brown tabby cat. And Oreo, a darling 1-year-old male solid black bunny rabbit. To hear more about these great pets and many more, log on to WVOKAM.com. And throughout this week, keep your radio tuned in here to News Talk 590 WVLK.
Your place to talk. News Talk 590 WVLK.
All right, welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left in the program. Time to do our college games. We pick 5 college games every week against the spread. Last week we were 3-2. 3-2 against the spread, and here are the 5 games that we were doing. Florida State visiting Louisville. The Seminoles are a 1-point favorite. It's basically a pick 'em. I think Louisville's going to win the game, so I'll take Louisville in this one. I actually think Louisville might win comfortably. The emotion is on Louisville's side. This is a big moment for them. They're going to be sky high, jacked game day. There's always a possibility they could be too geeked for it, but I think that the Louisville's going to be ready. I think that the crowd's going to be into it, and I think that Florida State might be running into a buzzsaw. I'll take Louisville to win the game and to beat the spread. Florida State a 1-point favorite. Southern Cal at Stanford. Stanford is an 8.5-point favorite at home in Palo Alto against the men of Troy. Southern Cal was abysmal against Alabama. Hard to fathom that they took Alabama lightly, but that's what they're saying. That program, if you're taking Alabama lightly, you are nowhere near mentally tough and mentally capable of beat a top 10 team on the road. Stanford giving up 8.5. I can't believe it's not more than that. I'll take Stanford to cover the spread. Alabama and Ole Miss, the Tide in the Grove. Ole Miss going for a 3rd consecutive win over Alabama. They won the Grove 2 years ago, surprised in Tuscaloosa last year. Ole Miss kind of has Bama's number. The Tide, a 10.5-point favorite. I think Alabama wins, but I think Ole Miss will cover the spread, so I'll give up the points. I'll take Ole Miss to beat the spread but not win the game. We've got Michigan State at Notre Dame in the shadows of Touchdown Jesus. The Irish, a 7-point favorite. Michigan State has won their last 4 against top 20 competition. They've won 2 in a row on the road as a road dog. I think Michigan State covers the spread. I think they might even win the game outright against Notre Dame. Not impressed with the Irish, but I think they certainly covered the spread. Give me Michigan State and the points there tomorrow. And, of course, Kentucky and New Mexico State, the Cats, a 21-point favorite. I think Kentucky wins, but I don't think they cover the spread. Give me New Mexico State there. And so let's see how I did. I did 3-2 last week. I think I'll do better this week. And we're 2-3 in week 1 of the NFL. And I was 2-3. My picks in the pros are Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh will cover the point spread, 3.5 favorite. The Steelers are Indiana at Denver. Denver, a 6-point favorite. Give me Indianapolis. Seattle at the Rams. The Seahawks, a 6-point favorite on the road in L.A. I think Seattle will cover. Green Bay at Minnesota, the Pack a 2.5-point favorite. I think Green Bay covers. And San Francisco on the road in Charlotte taking on Carolina. Carolina giving up 13.5 points, and they will cover that spread. They'll win by more than 14. San Francisco's not particularly good. I think Cam Newton will be zeroed in after a tough loss in Colorado last week in week number one. So give me Pittsburgh, Indiana, Seattle, and Green Bay, and San Francisco. I have San Francisco. Well, let me scratch that. I'm going to go with Carolina. I actually inadvertently wrote San Francisco down there. I'm going with Carolina in that one. So my picks in the pros are Pittsburgh, Indiana, Seattle, Green Bay, and Carolina. In the college ranks, it is Louisville, Stanford, Ole Miss, Michigan State, and New Mexico State. Not to win, but just picking against the spread here. I think Louisville will win, Stanford will win, Alabama will win. I think Michigan State will win, and Kentucky will win straight up. All right, I think Kentucky will win tomorrow. I don't think they will. I think they'll look better. I think there'll still be some lapses and some drives to stall out. I think Kentucky will win somewhere along the way at 31-17. Cats will get the victory. It'll be a victory. I'm not sure how inspiring it will be. Kentucky will win 31-17. Shane Boyd and I will be with you after the game to talk about it with you here on 590 WVLK sometime around 7:30 or so. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to our callers. And we'll see you tomorrow night after the game here on 590 WVLK.
Sports in Fayette Mall is locally owned and proud of it since 1972, carrying more of the genuine Big Blue apparel, shorts, tees, jerseys, and hats UK fans want most. Check us out at allsportslex.com. Allsportslex.com. All Sports in Fayette Mall.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
At Shriners Hospital for Children, love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Your place to talk. News Talk 590 WVLK.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
News Talk 590 WBLK Lexington.
A Cumulus station. It's 8 o'clock.
Further issues, startling statement. I'm Barbara Cusack. Black leaders aren't buying it. Donald Trump now deciding to admit President Obama was born in the United States after he had started the birther movement years back. Congressman Akeem Jeffries of New York.
He owes an apology to President Barack Obama. He owes an apology to the African-American community. He owes an apology to the United States of America. And he's not man enough to stand in front of a microphone and render it. And that's why he's unqualified, as we've seen time and time again, to be our commander-in-chief.
Trump addressed a Miami, Florida rally saying Hillary Clinton doesn't want guns, so her bodyguard should drop all weapons and see what happens to her. He went on to belittle her campaign.
There's no way she can beat us because her people have no enthusiasm.
Trump boasted his campaign has now won the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police. I'm Barbara Cusack. Ohio Governor John Kasich says he believes it's his duty as a leader, no matter the political cost, to help President Obama get the Trans-Pacific Partnership through Congress.
I welcome the fact that people will criticize me for putting my country ahead of my party. It's time we start doing this in this country. We are not a parliamentary system, and we were never taught to hate people because they may be in a different political party.
Consumer prices creeped up last month, as our Michael Toscano explains.
Prices moved up 0.2% in August after no change in July, the biggest monthly increase since February, led by a record jump in drug prices and the biggest rise in doctor and hospital charges in a quarter century.
A phosphate company is blaming a sinkhole as more than 200 million gallons of contaminated wastewater from a Central Florida fertilizer plant is now leaked into an underground source of drinking water. I'm Barbara Cusack.
And I'm Roger Meadows for News Talk 590 WVLK. Here's what's happening. The West Nile virus claimed its first victim in Kentucky this year. State health officials have also confirmed there is another person stricken with the virus. While this is the fifth case in the Bluegrass this year, the State Department of Public Health says the virus was only detected in three people in the past 2 years combined. Looking at Kentucky's border states, the highest number of cases in 2016 is 17 in Illinois. The lowest amount is zero in West Virginia. Those statistics are according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC reports in our border states that there's been one death so far in 2016, and that was in Tennessee. The state is reminding people to take precautions. They say you can reduce your risk of getting bitten by mosquitoes by wearing light-colored long sleeves and pants or spraying bug repellent on exposed skin. Around the home, try to reduce the amount of standing water where mosquitoes can breed. Whether that's by drilling holes in recycling containers, checking the drains on your gutters, or even cleaning your pool, these measures won't eliminate the risk of getting the virus, but will cut down on your chances. A man was arrested Thursday afternoon after police say he walked onto school property and approached some children who were playing. Deputies say that teachers told them the man fled when the teachers approached him. Deputies say they found the subject staggering on the roadway at the intersection of Kentucky 1376. They report that they were able to determine he was under the influence. According to the deputies, there was a struggle as the subject was being taken into custody. Cameron Lunsford, 27, was charged with criminal trespassing, disorderly conduct, public intoxication of controlled substances, and resisting arrest. He was also charged on a Laurel County indictment warrant of arrest charging flagrant non-support. He was lodged in the Laurel County Detention Center. I'm Roger Meadows on Lexington's News, Weather, and Traffic Leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
I'm getting closer to our active weather pattern. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on approach. We'll even see a few overnight tonight, but mostly in the west. Low 80s by the time we get into Saturday morning. Then we're back to the mid-80s by the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. And the best activity will be in the afternoon after the heating gets going. Overnight into Sunday, mid-60s. We'll be in the low 80s by the afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday under mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of a change coming up on Monday. Low 60s starts the day out. We'll be in the low 80s by the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, but the humidity will start to drop off. I'm meteorologist Seth Phillips with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
From the Auto Plaza USA studios, this is News Talk 590 WVLK.
Seaworth Superstore Restaurant Equipment and Supplies, offering new and reconditioned equipment, all sold with warranties. Buy with confidence.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
This is Tammy Weezy with Lexington Trailer and Hitch and Weezy Auto Center. We can get you accessorized, hitched, fixed, and sprayed. Accessories are us. A full line of auto and truck accessories, spray-on bedliners, brush guards, step bars, lift and leveling kits, and all your towing needs. Lexington Trailer and Hitch and Weezy Auto Center is a full-service garage for all your automotive and trailer needs.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, everybody. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Boy, I'll tell you, the Democrats are so obsessed with race baiting that they even take the so-called birther issue and try and use that against Trump. They're bringing up the birther issue. Now, the only time Hillary Clinton is seen with various groups of black people is when she wants their vote. I don't remember her much, between the time she left as Secretary of State. Excuse me, that's my pneumonia. Between the time she left as Secretary of State, the time she decided to run for President of the United States, did she meet with all these groups? But now she does, and she needs their votes, and she is race baiting, so she brings up the birther issue. And while I was preparing for Levin TV today, I put on CNN. That was a big mistake, actually. And Ashley, what is that woman's name? Ashley Mans, what's her name? Banfield. What a horrific phony journalist she is. Horrific. She just played this thing to the hilt over and over and over again. And they kept playing what Trump said, you know, years ago or last year, whenever it was. Look what he said. I can't believe he said it. Can we see it again? Can we see it 10 times? Can we see it from another angle? Let me bring in my commentators, my guests. From the Washington Compost, from the this, that. Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think? Oh, it's awful. I didn't even know this was an issue anymore. It was never an issue with me. I thought it was stupid. People used to run up to me all the time. What do you mean you don't think he was born in Kenya? I said, get lost, doofus. But anyway, the Democrats are very excited about this issue because they think it's an issue where they can race bait. And I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton and the Democrat leadership, whatever their race, has such little respect for the intelligence of minorities. It's just unbelievable. And so Donald Trump is rising in the polls, and they do what they always do. It's time for race. Now, they've been doing this about every other week. Race, 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 race. And then they say, isn't it amazing how the Republicans divide us? I'll give you just a little taste of this. Just a little taste of this. Chris Saliza, Sam Stein, Errol Lewis, John King, Bakari Sellers, Joy Reid, that's Washington Compost, Huffington Compost, CNN, MSLSD, oh, and Katie Turr, MSNBC. Cut one, go.
You spend 5 years pushing this into mainstream conversation. You don't just get to say, eh, everything's fine. What's the evidence? What changed his mind? Does he apologize for what he did over the last 5 years? You know, there's a lot more questions than answers.
I don't think he handled this well. I think he tried to get publicity for his hotel. I think he tried to game the system so he could see veterans praising him on national TV. But in the end, I think it came at a serious cost, which is it reminds people that he not just dabbled in, but promoted and mainstreamed a objectively racist insinuation and attack on the President of the United States.
This has finished him with the black voters, period. That was true a long time ago. Nothing that he did today will change that.
We just got played, and voters can decide what to make of that.
Because this is racism.
You simply can't just get beyond racism and say, oh, my God, I said that he's born in America, without answering, why did you think he wasn't born in America in the first place?
The point that a citizen, any citizen, that this guy, who was just a gadfly at the time, had the right to demand the papers of the president of the United States, had the right to demand that he show his papers to Donald Trump, show it to me. It was a sense of attempting to personally humiliate him and cause him to subordinate himself to one Donald Trump.
Does he still believe that President Obama is a Muslim? We didn't get a chance to ask him that.
Hey, we're reporters. We're journalists. No wonder America hates our guts. I mean, we just want to get to the facts. The facts. We just want the information. Oh, yes. Oh, my. And then Politico jumps in. The media love this. The media are hammering this. They want this to be the central point in the debate. They don't want to discuss issues. No. They don't want to get into that, which is, of course, what matters to most of us. Politico by Kyle Cheney. No, Clinton didn't start the birther thing. This guy did. And by the way, they're saying this because...